So true confession, I can't see any of you, and I'm extremely jet-lagged coming back from Colombia, so I'm really pleased to be here, and if it's terrible, just maybe clap anyways. So my story starts on a cold fall evening, sitting in an upstairs office typing on my computer. And I remember this evening because it wasn't an ordinary office. I was inside the walls of San Quentin State Prison, where I had worked with University of California, San Francisco, essentially helping to teach future healthcare providers about the health needs of incarcerated folks. And I was particularly dreading the end of this day because it was my last day working in the prison, and it meant I had to do some difficult goodbyes. So I remember typing emails and trying to invent more emails to type and thinking of other people who I should email about nothing in particular just so I didn't have to go downstairs. And I got a phone call, and it was from Larry, the man who worked at San Quentin TV, telling me to come downstairs because Lonnie, a gentleman who I'll introduce you to in probably 20 seconds, was waiting for me at San Quentin News. So I headed down, and the halls of the prison were dark, and people were heading to chow, which is what folks refer to as dinner there. And so I was passing guys, and folks were saying, goodbye, Rachel, you know, good luck at your new job. And I walked down onto the prison yard, and it was totally deserted. And I headed out towards one of the portable buildings and walked into a very quiet office. And there was my friend, Mr. Lonnie Morris, who had been incarcerated for over 30 years for first-degree murder, a native of Richmond, California, a man of color, a dear, dear person, a brilliant man who had earned his bachelor's behind the walls of San Quentin. And he greeted me with open arms, which is something I wasn't prepared for. And I said, Lon, and he said, don't worry, it's your last day. And I had honestly been waiting for a hug from this gentleman who had been my colleague and trusted friend for as long as I could remember having worked in that place. And we stepped behind a wall, and he was essentially like a second dad to me. And he reached out his arms, and I got my first and only hug from Lonnie. And we sat down and talked about plans, and I told him I promised I'd be back to visit. And time was ticking, and I sort of looked at the clock and realized that the longer I stayed, the harder it would be for me to come back because people would think I was coming back for something other than to be a volunteer. So I looked at Lon and I said, Lon, I think it's time for me to go. You have to go back. They had to be locked back into the main cell block by 10 p.m. and it was getting close to 10. And I said, Lon, I think it's time. I think I have to go. And he said, okay. Again, I know, don't look at me like this, Rachel, but one more hug. I said, I'm really happy to have one more hug. It's like hugging my family. So we got one more hug, and he looked at me, and I remember feeling so afraid that I would never get to see him again. And he said, I looked at him, I said, Lon, I said, I don't know what to say. And of course, by this time, I had begun crying because it was a very difficult goodbye, more for me probably than for him who had said goodbye to countless people who had been captivated by his brilliance and his dedication to bettering the lives of his fellow gentlemen behind bars. And he looked at me and he said, you know I love you, right? And I said, I love you too. And we sort of parted our embrace, and I turned and he said, I'll see you when it's good. And I have been able to, very fortunately, go back to California many times over the last year and a half that I've been living in Baltimore. And since my departure from working in the prison system, I've written Lonnie letters, and I'd like to report that I have seen him when it's good. And I've seen him when it's bad. And I just want to congratulate the folks who, particularly you, for being up here as a representative of somebody who has made it through this system and is doing such great work on the outside. There's a lot of great work happening in Baltimore. And for those who have people on the inside, my sincerest respect. We're all touched by people who have served time, but remember, keep seeing people when it's good.